Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 215 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the topic titled, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. Our reading today is going to be taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. It says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Verse 27, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'll read this as well from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, it says, this message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the purpose of today's message is to show you what is most important in life. In fact, when you have this, you have everything you need. And really, it's a very simple term, very simple series of words, but there's a lot of meaning that is packed into it. And a lot of importance that is packed into it. Colossians 1:28, as we saw from the King James Version, said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. So that means because when you hope for something, it's not something that has arrived, but it's something that is to come. When you have Christ in you, you have the hope for a glorious future. Like literally, that's just one thing you need to settle in your life and settle first. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Right? So it's almost presupposing that this is like a key to your whole life. That you know what? If you want to go anywhere in life, if you want to fulfill God's plans for your life, if you want to make it to eternity to be with Christ forever in heaven, Christ has to be in you. You need that condition to be fulfilled. Because if you look at Apostle Paul, for example, Apostle Paul, you know, he was conspiring to murder people that were preaching the message of Christ and many different things. But once he encountered Christ, once Christ came into him, his destiny was completely changed. His destiny was completely altered. Even if he was, conspiring to murder this, murder that, murder this, murder that. Once Christ came into him, his future became glorious. He began to have that hope of glory, right? So I just want to encourage you today. It doesn't matter what your life looks like now. It doesn't matter how you may have lived your life. The first thing you just need to do is for Christ to be in you. And Christ can only be in you if you surrender your life to him by saying a prayer of salvation. But remember, saying the prayer of salvation is not all that it takes to surrender your life to Christ, right? Because many of us have heard of, being born again. There's a lot more to that than just saying a prayer of salvation, right? Because this whole process is repentance. Repentance has steps, right? One of the steps of repentance is confessing your sins to God. That God, I screwed up, I have messed up. Please have mercy on me. If God is leading you to make amends with people that you have screwed over, go ahead and do that as well. That's part of repentance. And then the next step is to forsake that sin, right? So go ahead and drop that thing and just stop. Stop. Forsaking something means forsake. Just let go of it. Stop that thing. Just stop. But the thing is, just stopping something, like stopping evil behaviors, does not necessarily mean that, oh, that's all there is to repentance. No. Because if you stop doing something bad, but then you don't make any changes in your life, those bad things you were doing, over time, you will get tempted to start doing those things again. So the next thing you want to do is to start bearing fruits of righteousness. You want to start showing that, oh, wait, I'm a child of God. You want people to see by the way you talk, by the way you think, by the way you act, that you are a child of God, that you are no longer the exact same person. So I really encourage you today, pursue that path of true repentance. Let Christ be in you. He says in his word, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice, you know, I will come in, I will sit with him, and I'll have a meal with him, right? So Christ is willing to come into your life, but he cannot come into your life except you invite him, except you welcome him in. Christ is not going to force his way into your life. He's not going to barge his way into your life. He died for you on the cross to set you free from sin. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Cleanse me. Purify me. Make me clean. Make me whole. I repent of my sins. I confess them before you. I forsake them by your grace. Help me to begin to bear fruits of righteousness. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. You are a child of God. Now let's pray for everyone. Lord, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Thank you, Lord, for this assurance we have in your word, that Christ in us is our hope of glory. Father, for those of us that have not accepted Christ, help us to make that decision today. And for those that have accepted Christ and are backsliding, give us the grace, Lord, to go back to you, to come back to the cross. And Father, let Christ continually be in us, and let Christ be fully formed in us. Help us, Lord, to pursue that life of repentance, where we begin to bear fruits of righteousness, where we stop doing those things that do not glorify your name. And thank you, Lord, because we cannot do this in our own strength, but by your grace and by your strength, we can do all things. Help us, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit. And let your name and your name alone be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now, for those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, you should listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, 96 to 101. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand, like the New Living Translation. Read the Bible every day. Meditate on it. So think on what you've just read and then write down action steps for your life and obey it. Make that a daily habit. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches and they preach things that are not consistent with the will of God. They try to preach things that are new age so that they can sound cool to people. And so our society is going to be more accepting of them. But no, that's not what a church should be, right? So find a Bible-believing church, a church that preaches the true, pure, undiluted word of God. As you do these three things, I believe that the Lord will help you. I believe that the Lord will bless you and you'll continue to become more and more like him. Have a wonderful week. I will see you in episode 216. Bye for now. Shalom.